April 17th, Saturday. Have you heard this story of an elderly pharmacist? I knew a senior deaconess who had graduated from a college of pharmacy and spent her entire life as a pharmacist. She followed the stream of the covenant, and at every important juncture, she gave an offering. In fact, she was the very first person to give an offering for the construction of the RUTC that would be utilized for world evangelization. After saying goodbye to her husband who departed for heaven, she again gave an offering for the future RUTC. When she finally sold her pharmacy, where she had worked her entire life, she gave yet another offering, asking that it be used for the construction of the 237 center that would save the 237 nations of the world. She simply didn't give money as an offering. She discovered true value before God, gave her life, and joined the journey of world evangelization. What are the priorities in your life? What have you placed as your first priority? Where have you placed those two? Those who are imprinted with the things of God have different priorities. For that reason, even their future is different. Tithing and what belongs to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 28 through 30. But no devoted thing that a man devotes to the Lord of anything that he has, whether man or beast, or of his inherited field, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy to the Lord. No one devoted who is to be devoted for destruction from mankind shall be ransomed. He shall surely be put to death. Every tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. In chapter 27, which concludes the book of Leviticus, it states that the tithes and offerings given to God are set apart as holy. To the Israelites on the wilderness path, God continued to teach them about offerings, property, and tithing. Although you are now passing through the wilderness, God is training you in advance so that you can gain the answer of saving the world through the blessings that you'll receive in Canaan. Through training, what must be restored regarding yourself and the tithes that belong to God. Number 1. The restoration of tithing and power. Because the Levite tribe had to guard the tabernacle for 24 hours every day, the Levites couldn't own any land, and they had to keep the lampstand constantly lit. In addition, they had to make preparations so that anyone could come at any time to worship, receive spiritual strength, and experience the gospel. In order for the Levites to focus on their tasks, the other Israelite tribes participated through the blessing of tithing. If you know that spiritual power is the greatest strength that people need, then tithing no longer becomes a burden, but a blessing that you must rightfully give. Number 2. The restoration of finances for the sake of tithing and evangelism and missions. In Deuteronomy 26, it states to give tithing to the Levite, the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow. In other words, it means to strengthen the evangelists, Gentiles, children without families, and widows who are powerless and have no background. That's why tithing is a system of true answers for evangelism and missions. In addition, tithing becomes an important reason for God to bless you. Don't let your small greed block you from receiving great answers. The gospel is the beginning and the end of enjoying God's power. While enjoying the gospel, you must restore tithing in order to begin evangelism and missions. Also, you must prepare your vessel in advance to conquer the future economy. By doing so, tithing will become the best God-given system that brings about the economy of light. Dear God, help me to overcome the small and visible aspects that are before me. In addition, guide me to restore worship and tithing as well as true power to save the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.